The flames are still raging and the black smoke is still pouring into the car. There's quite a number of people here now come to have a look. Standing with group manager Tim Joyce, who's here. Tim, tell me a bit about the call that you got today.
Well, we've obviously been called to a metal recycling site at the end of Beaver Street. And as you can see, we've got a well-developed fire in progress at the moment.
And tell me what's happening to tackle the fire, because there's a number of fire appliances here.
Yeah, we've got eight fire engines en route or here already. We've also got the hydraulic platform that's in attendance near the scrap heap. And what we're doing really at the moment is we're concentrating on the surrounding risks around that fire. So we have got a few issues around the site that we're trying to protect at the moment, and that's our priority.
When you say issues, what do you mean?
Yeah, just the usual risk that you would find on this type of site. So nothing of particular environmental importance at the moment or of any danger to the public. It's just we want to make sure that we prevent the fire spreading any further as a matter of our priority.
And any indication at this stage of what's caused the fire? Because as I understand it, it's a big scrap metal heap. Is that correct?
It is. Well, it's the metal for recycling, and there's no indication, or we wouldn't be able to speculate on a cause at this stage, but we'll have a fire investigation team who will look into it in detail.
And at the moment, there's flames pouring off the fire and smoke pouring into the sky as well. Have you and your crews any idea of how long this will take?
No idea at this time. Obviously, like I say, we've asked for eight appliances to attend. Once we've got the surrounding risk covered, then we make an attack on the main fire, and then we'll be able to make an assessment after a couple of hours. But I would think it'll be a fairly protracted incident.